Will doesn't know.
Has anyone found Woody's hat yet?
Look, Will, if you have something to say, just say it.
Yeah, Woody.
They're always saying to me.
Stop him, he's getting so far away.
Don't worry, Woody.
Good morning, Melbourne. Bit of weekend break here with Will and Woody. You've got us for the next couple of hours. A pleasure. Absolute pleasure, isn't it, Woods?
Always is. We love coming in early on a Saturday morning. You know, I didn't want to have a million jars last night. I didn't. I like to get to bed early so I can be fresh for these morning shows to just entertain you guys.
And we are fresh. We're so fresh today.
Yep.
And we're also very excited once again to... Probably illegally, but we know no one's listening at this time. Give you the opportunity to sponsor the show.
Yeah, we've been doing this now for, this weekend show for seven weeks?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, 7 weeks.
Still haven't got a sponsor.
Like, we are on commercial radio.
Yeah.
The big thing is that we sell our souls on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
And we will say whatever you want us to say. Yet no company has warranted it a good decision to sponsor our ever-popular show on a Saturday morning. So, we give you the opportunity now on 131060. We're not asking for money because we did find out that breaks numerous codes.
Oh, yeah, no, not money.
So, what only breaks a couple of codes is receiving products from you.
Yeah, and they can be anything. Goods or services.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to give us a massage.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to give us a haircut for life.
Yes.
And we'd like to thank the barber from last week that gave us haircuts for life.
We can't mention your name because the
new
deal was...
New sponsor on the show now.
Only 1 week. So 131060. Give us a call right now if you would like to sponsor the show this morning.
Yep.
And then you just have to offer us something.
And it'll be Will and Woody here for your business.
Beautiful.
Imagine that, people.
Beautiful.
How sexy that is.
Mm-mm.
Weekend Brekkie here with Will and Woody. Here for...
Could be you. That's what we're here for.
Could be you. And quite frankly, Woody, I'm seriously, seriously pissed.
Things have hit rock bottom here at Will and Woody headquarters. I can't believe it. So not only does our show not have a sponsor, but now every morning we get on air and go 131060, give us a call if you want to sponsor the show. Now, companies pay thousands of dollars.
No, like tens of thousands of dollars.
Huge money to sponsor a show. And all we're saying is, hey, give us a call and offer us one of your products.
And you will have free sponsorship for 2 hours. Now, God bless Daniel from Bayswater and Marianne from Coburg.
But
God bless you people. That's all we've got.
We got two people. And I would like to quash the rumors right now.
You can literally say to us, boys, I'll give you a croissant each for 2 hours, and we will take it. That is where we're at. You guys, you really know how to deflate a weekend breakfast show.
Anyway, let's go to Daniel, because he did give us a call. Daniel, there's not a huge amount of competition here, big fella. How are you?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Yeah, well, I'm okay. you've got something to offer us. What's your company, for starters?
Daniel DeCourcy, personal training.
Okay, beautiful. And what are you going to offer us, Daniel?
10 free personal training.
Look, Daniel,
training.
It's been lovely hearing from you, mate, but we're going to have
Hang on.
If I was into fitness, sure.
No,
I'm
that's...
not. Daniel, it's a lovely offer, but I'm not going to...
That's a good point, but we've only had two calls, so hold the line there, Daniel, because...
Maybe I could give them to someone.
Yes, exactly.
But I'm not leaving the studio at 8 o'clock and being like... I'm not getting out of here at 10 and going straight into a personal training session, mate. I'd much rather have a croissant.
All right, let's go to Marianne from Coburg. Marianne, how are you going?
I'm good. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. What's your company?
It's Acri Fine Foods, and we're not offering you personal training, but it's a healthier snack. It's food.
Ooh, a healthy snack. Now,
how much food, Marianne?
Okay, so it's a crisp. It's made out of thin dough, and we've just launched. We're about to get into Dan Murphy, so it goes well with a bevy. Not sure if it's too early for you guys to drink, but we can throw in some alcohol as well.
don't know if we can accept alcohol, but that might be one of those ones where
just say we'll add in some wink wink and we know exactly what you mean.
Well, there's lots of winks coming from my end.
Wow. Like how many winks are we talking? Like a full slab of winks or?
We're here to serve Will and Woody.
Wow. Okay, so maybe a case of winks and...
A case of winks. Excluded for now. And a couple of boxes of each flavour.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right. Marianne, that's a pretty good offer. Hold the line.
This is what I'm talking about.
That's pretty
good. We're heating up as well, mate. We've got people, they're calling. Now you've come running to us. Andrew from Mentone. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm absolutely brilliant, thanks.
Andrew.
Absolutely brilliant.
Andrew, what have you got to offer us, mate, for the rest of the sponsorship for the show? Yep.
Yeah, I'd like to offer you a free family ticket on the Mornington Railway.
Wow.
So what happens just to catch the train? Is that...
Yeah, so the Mornington Railway Preservation Society is a heritage railway, so we have a real steam train, and we go from the town of Murriduck all the way into Mornington.
Beautiful. Sounds beautiful, Andrew.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. We'll take that into consideration, that
we
one.
We could have a train ride after the show. I think catching... Sorry, Faye.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Faye, how are you, mate? Have you ever caught the train in Mornington, Faye?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, that's all right. We haven't done either, but it's on the table. Faye, what would you like to offer the boys? 2 hours worth of sponsorship here. What have you got, mate?
All righty. Well, I run a mobile swim business in Melbourne, which is called Swim to You. And I basically go around, save people going to public pools and teach the children. So I could offer you, I've got lots of Peppa Pig stock, so I can give you Peppa Pig or George Pig, a little pack that you can donate to anybody. Goggles, swim boards, noodles, all that kind of jazz.
So, but we couldn't technically have it ourselves, could we?
Well, I mean, you could give it as a gift.
You could
possibly wear a pair of George, Peppa Pig goggles.
Okay, it's very nice of you, Faye.
If we were good people, we'd definitely go for Faye.
Definitely.
But I think we've made it pretty clear from the onset that this is pretty selfish segment.
This is very selfish. This is purely what can we get out of you?
We want something for ourselves.
Because that's the other thing. Daniel from Bayswater has got his own personal training business.
Yep.
And we'd be giving them to someone else.
Yes.
He's got free personal training sessions. I'm not here to give things, mate. We're here to take.
Yep, absolutely.
So
I think that train ride sounds pretty bloody awesome. I mean, I don't know what you had planned today, but I think jumping on an authentic steam train from, was it somewhere to somewhere?
Murrulduckton.
I mean, couple of snacks on the
train. I reckon we're going to go to the train.
Andrew from Mentone. Andrew?
Yep.
Mate, we'll take a bloody family pass, my friend.
We'll take a family
pass.
Not a
problem, it's all yours.
You ripper.
Beautiful.
So just to clarify, mate, when we're jumping on air, we're here for Mornington Peninsula
Railway Conservation Society.
Preservation Society. Sure,
sorry. Just dot the I's and cross the T's there, big fella.
Just say Mornington Railway.
Mornington Railway. Okay, and Andrew, we always have a catchphrase for the business when we spruik it. What would you like us to say for you guys? Steaming into you or?
Oh, geez, okay. Let's say steaming into the past.
Steaming into the past. Beautiful.
I love it.
Great stuff. Thanks, Andrew.
Oh, there's so many we could do on the right track.
Oh, on the right track. Yeah. What did Edward the Train used to say?
Thomas the Tank Engine.
That's the one. He said, "I can do it. I can do it."
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, that was the little no. Steaming into the past.
That's good. I like steaming into the past.
I like Andrew.
Yeah.
Thank you to all the other businesses. Daniel from Bayswater, Marianne from Coburg, and Faye as well. But here we are. It's Weekend Recce with Will and Woody here. For the Mornington Railway Preservation Society.
Steaming into the past.
It's Weekend Breakfast with Will and Woody.
Now, Woods, I want to talk about this model, a gorgeous girl called Talia Gimeli.
Beautiful.
Gimeli.
I don't know her work, but sure, she's very good.
So she started dating Tom Burgess.
Perfect.
Who's an NRL legend.
Was he the guy who had the nude photo scandal?
Could have.
Had the shots in the bathroom with the old leg up. Great pose.
Not sure.
Okay.
Not sure.
Might have been the
other.
Funny
you've seen his work and not her work.
Yeah.
she's just started dating this bloke.
Yep.
And I got sucked in to a bit of clickbait the other day because...
What was the clickbait?
The clickbait was model Talia Jamelli suffers from illness, which she was really scared to reveal to her now boyfriend, Burgo.
Yeah, right, okay.
Tom Burgess. I was like, gee whiz, we're going to have a quick look at this.
Yeah.
Turns out she's got something called Crohn's disease.
What's a Crohn's disease?
It's an inflammatory bowel disease.
Ah.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Which...
Hard thing to bring up with a new partner, I imagine. After you've gone to the bathroom for the fifth time during dinner, is that when you go, hey, Burjo, just so you know, my bowels are so inflamed. And that's why I need to go to the toilet.
It can actually get quite serious.
Or maybe he
that's
was...
That's the thing. It can actually get quite serious. I didn't realise that it was
okay.
So gnarly. But she's immediately thought of you, mate, because you've got...
You've got
like a form of IBS or...
It's not a form. It is. I've got irritable bowel syndrome, and I would not be surprised if my bowels were horrifically inflamed. I'll tell you right now, I had a couple of pizzas last night, and if my bowels weren't inflamed, I don't know what's going on.
So the only thing I could think of then was, given that, you know, hopefully she hasn't got any of the nasty repercussions that come with this illness, but I think if you treat it, it's okay. But the only thing I could think of when I read this was I thought of you instantly. I was like, gee whiz.
I love that I remind you of inflamed bowels. Like that, you know, one word to describe your best pal, Woody. Well, so many words. But inflamed bowels. I want you to do my eulogy, actually. When my...
He
so
had
much
the most
to say.
Inflamed of bowels.
So much to say.
No. So I was thinking about you and I was like, you... You, as a result of these bowels and your IBS, you are chronically flatulent.
Well, I've got measures in place to stop that. You know, I've got my syrup or my serum.
Yeah, you've got your serum. But that's got to be pretty tough for, you know, a model who's, you know, competing in the Miss Universe contest to go and tell her squeeze
that she's got,
you know, well, she must
inflamed bowels.
It must be a little bit of a contradiction.
It's not done. It's not great bedroom talk, is it?
Ooh. The juxtaposition of this absolute belter really letting a few rip.
No, and if I'm anything, you do. I imagine what I'm picturing is Burjo going in for the bedroom tickle. Here we go. Oh, get in here. And then cheese. You've got to excuse me there.
I actually think it makes her so much better.
It makes her human.
I think it does.
And
girl is gorgeous, and it made my day
to
know that she could really drop a bomb when she needed to.
It's Weekend Breakfast with Will and Woody.
Here for the Mornington Railway Preservation Society.
Steaming into your past.
101.9 The Fox.
Pleasure to be with you, and thank you again to our sponsor this morning, the Mornington...
Mornington Railway Preservation Society, steaming into your past. Hey, it's Saturday morning, Wilbur.
Yep.
I dare say. No, you know what? I don't even dare say. I'm just bloody saying it.
Yep.
There has got to be a couple of people Saturday morning that are doing the walk of shame right now.
Wow.
Maybe they've just done it. Maybe they're in a car right now. You might be in an Uber right now. We know we're very popular amongst the Uber community listening to us on Saturday mornings.
We are, absolutely.
131060.
Yeah.
Give us a call right now.
Oh, if you're doing the walk.
If you're doing the walk. Would love to hear.
And we're not here to can you.
No.
We're not here to can you.
No.
We're here to get around you.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got a little bit more than we did last night.
Well, speak for yourself, my friend. Speak for yourself. 131060, give us a call right now if you are currently doing the walk of shame,
yes,
or you've just done it.
You can tell us about how it happened.
Mm.
Beautiful.
There you are. Heels in your hand. Bra around your neck.
You probably feel great, Woods.
Absolutely. You've had a great night.
You've had a great night. You're storming down the street.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking on sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Taking your calls right now. 131060.
Got Jesse here from Glen Waverley. Hey, Jesse, how are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, Jesse, are you currently doing the walk of shame?
I am currently doing the walk of shame. I'm in an Uber on the way to the city.
Yeah.
To get a bus to Groove in the Moon.
Oh, wow. My God.
So sorry. What were you doing last night? Run us through it, Jesse.
I just went to a pub and then I ended up back at a guy's house and I had to sneak out this morning. Don't miss my bus.
You had to sneak out because you're going to a music festival, Jesse, you bloody legend. That is some of the best. That's some of the best stuff I've heard.
So, Jesse, did you sneak out without saying anything to him? You've just picked your clothes off the ground and straight out?
Right, I just picked up my clothes and left.
So, did you say anything? Did you sneak? Was it obviously you're pretty quiet at it, like a bit of a stealth exit?
I was very quiet. And
yeah.
I think he's probably still asleep. Hopefully.
Have you spoken to him yet? So, have you sent a parting text or anything?
Don't have his number.
Jesse!
Jesse,
yes!
And
Jesse, what, you've got a mate of yours meeting you to get to go to Groove in the Moo with your
yeah,
clothes
well,
or something?
There's buses from the city, so all my friends are meeting in the city.
Mate.
And we'll get bus to Groove in the Moo.
Mate, and, you are a legend.
Jesse, are you going to wear the same clothes you were wearing last night straight into Groove in the Moo?
Unfortunately, yes, I am.
You bloody legend. You legend, Jesse.
Jesse, that is seriously one of the best things. You know what, Jesse? I don't know if you heard earlier, but our show sponsor today is the Mornington Railway Preservation Society.
Yes.
Yep.
Right? There's a steam train.
Yep.
Jesse, you there?
Yeah.
Would you like our double pass from the Mornington Railway?
The double pass.
Would you like that, mate? I think it's a family pass, actually, so you could take your mates and go on the steam train that goes from Muralduk to Mornington.
What you could do is have a one-night stand with someone in Mornington or Muralduk, jump straight on the train, get the hell out of there.
Beautiful. Sounds like a plan.
Have a great time at Groove in the Moo, Jesse.
Great stuff, Jesse.
I got Emily here from Ringwood. Are you doing the walk of shame right now?
Yeah, well, I kind of just did it. I'm in the car now on the way to coach some children.
Run us through it, Emily. What's the story? Where were you last night?
Oh, just this guy that I can't, like, I know him, so not too bad.
Okay.
But, yeah, so now I've got to coach some children.
Yeah, sure.
Netball, so it'll be fun.
Sneak out this morning, or?
Oh, he was kind of half asleep, so.
Yeah.
We'll see by texts whether he deemed it a sneak out or not.
Sure. Emily, I'm curious. So you know the guy.
Yeah.
What did he do last night to coax you over? You know, you've got netball in the morning, so there's a reason for you to stay home and get a good night's sleep. How did he get you over there?
Oh, well, I was already out with a couple of friends, so
No. But, you know, you're out with a couple of mates. Was there a particular
line? I'd already
given
up on a good night's sleep, so.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Right. So
but what was his move, though? I'm always fascinated. What was the one that you're like, yep, all right. You've got the deal there, mate.
I don't know. It kind of just like he called an Uber and was like, oh, here, I'll take you home. And then we're in the car and he was like, oh, do you want to just come back to my place? So,
it's a pretty forward move, isn't it?
Wow.
Calling the Uber. Well, the Uber's here. Yeah. Jump in.
Yeah. All right. Much.
And you obviously liked the confidence, Emily. It's worked well on you.
Oh, well, apparently.
Good luck coaching netball, Emily.
Good luck, mate.
Got James here from Wong's Park. Wonga Park. James, how are you?
You're not too bad.
James, doing the walk of shame right now, big fella.
Yeah, well, like, it's shame, but, like, I've just, like, gone into my car, so I'm, like, in the safe zone now.
Yeah.
Oh,
well
yeah.
Said.
So how long was the walk then, James? I mean, right, from the place to the car?
Well, like, we woke up and did it like this morning and then,
oh did you right okay
yeah, and then
wow.
like, I was just like relaxing in bed
yeah of
then,
course
no we don't need to go into the details there mate it's all right
we went down and made brekkie
went yeah right
and like
went down and made brekkie is that a euphemism or are we
and then like she was calling out my name and like I was only in my undies so I just decided to leg it and just
So hang on. She goes down to make breakfast.
I thought going down to make brekkie was a metaphor.
So she's going to make breakfast. And what, you jumped out the window? Like, how did you get past her?
Oh, like, I was, like, just going to go downstairs to the toilet. And then she was calling out my name. I'm like, nah, this is getting too serious. And just walked out the front door.
In your jogs. Straight out in your jogs.
Yeah.
Great like, stuff, mate.
She didn't Thank you, James. But my house is, like, 10 minutes from her house.
Beautiful, mate.
Well done. So well, she'll probably find you, given she lives so close.
Great work, James. That is fantastic. Finally here from Brad. Brad, how are you, mate?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Brad, good. We are well. You have just completed a walk of shame on Saturday morning.
Walk of pride, my friend.
Walk of pride. Well, that's what we like to hear. Actually, well, here, we got the music that we're playing for these guys, because I think you need to hear a little bit of it, mate. Just keep your head up.
There you are, Brad.
There you are, Brad.
Yeah.
Great job, fella.
Now, Brad, run us through it, mate. What happened?
Well, we started at Hoppers Crossing.
Yeah,
great. There's a nightclub out there.
Beautiful. Hot spot? Real hot spot out at Hoppers Crossing there?
Yeah, Ubered it to the city.
Struth.
Wow.
Yeah. Fair Uber.
Started Uber it to my place. Ended up getting to her place.
Yeah.
And now I'm in the victim's car going home.
The victim's car?
Sorry, have you stolen her car, Brad?
No, she's driving me home.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Do you want to chuck her on?
Okay, here she is.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if we call her a victim.
She's not going to respond.
No, that's fair enough.
No, yeah, okay.
All right, well, Brad, congratulations. Sounds like a pretty good walk of shame. It's not really a walk of shame.
I'm considering it's a free ride home, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Mate.
Well done, Brad. You obviously did a good job last night if you're getting the lift home this morning.
I do.
Don't worry about it, mate. Just enjoy your lift home.
Thanks for the call, Brad. Congratulations. What a great night. Yeah, he's ducked off there, the big fella.
Yeah.
That's
rare.
What do you reckon?
That's really rare.
That she gives the lift.
Well, absolutely. If you're trying to sneak out, then at what point do you ask her to drive you home and probably all the way back to Hoppers Crossing as well? They'll be in the car for hours.
Yeah, seriously. What the heck? I didn't know you could go out in Hoppers Crossing either.
No, mate, there's a great club in Hoppers Crossing.
Really? What's it called?
Hoppers Choppers? I don't know.
You didn't know.
I love Hoppers Choppers. Wilbur, is this show a safe space?
I think for who?
For everyone. For anyone who calls the show, for me, for you.
Yeah.
I just think it's a good place to bring stuff up and not fear.
Well, we just took
judgment.
Just took a whole bunch of calls.
Yeah.
About people doing the walk of shame.
Yeah, and that's given me the confidence to bring something up with you, mate.
Yeah.
It's a little confession I'm embarrassed about, but I think talking about it is the best way to move forward.
Okay.
Yeah,
you want to do it publicly?
Yeah, well, I've just said
that
this
is a
safe space, and now I feel comfortable, so I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah.
This happened a couple of weeks ago. It's progressively got worse.
Okay.
I haven't seen a doctor yet.
Oh, God.
But I'm pretty sure.
STI.
No. Okay. Come on. I'm pretty sure that I have got an infected weenus.
Weenus?
Yeah, my weenus is...
What's your weenus?
Is infected. You don't know what a weenus is?
No.
Do you want to have a guess? Caution a guess there, big fella, of what a weenus is? I'll give you a... It happened after hip-hop artist Illy pushed me over. I'm pretty sure that since then... My weenus has been...
Your weenus?
Has got an infection. What are you looking at me so weird for? I think you should have a crack at what you think my weenus is. I'll show you my weenus.
No,
I'll show you my weenus.
Don't show me your weenus.
I have to show you it because it's infected. Have a look at that.
Oh.
Have a look at my weenus. Look at it. Stop looking away. Look at my weenus.
Is your elbow your weenus?
Yes.
Oh,
my elbow
my God.
Is my weenus.
Oh, my God.
How ugly is
I
that?
I didn't know that an elbow was a weenus.
Well, sorry. And for those playing at home, you're obviously very confused there for a while. A couple of you might have, minds might have gone to the gutter. Your weenus is the epidermis on the peripheral epiphysis dorsal of your humerus. In other words, it is the extra loose skin on the end of your elbow.
Your weenus.
That's your weenus.
Suck on my weenus. You actually could as well. Like, it's quite It's really quite...
It's really loose. But yeah. have a look at that. I've got an infection on my weenus.
You do have an infection on your weenus.
It's awful.
Yeah.
That my weenus is so infected. And look, I just wanted to get on air right now.
Yep.
And firstly, I wanted to establish the fact that, yes, I, Woody Whitelaw...
Have an infected weenus.
Have an infected weenus.
Yep.
And the second thing I wanted you to do as a good mate...
Yep.
There's one thing that makes my infected weenus feel just a little bit better.
Yep.
A little tickle.
You want me to tickle your weenus?
Can you, on air, both of our families live in Melbourne. I'm going to scooch over to you, big boy. Make my world a better place, Wilbur. Tickle my weenus.
No.
Come on.
It's kind of rank, isn't
Go
it?
Go on. Tickle my weenus.
It's a bit rank.
Tickle my... No, don't go with a pinky. I want you to tickle... There he is. Will's tickling my weenus.
It's Weekend Breakfast with Will and Woody.
Hey, big news this week out of the royal family.
Hello.
No ham in my sandwich, please.
Big news out of the royal family. Prince Phil. Big Philly Willie has stepped down.
He's hung up the boots.
From royal duties.
Yeah.
The media was really in a spin when they had the old emergency meeting in Buckingham Palace.
Yep.
But my favourite part of this story, Wilbur,
yep.
was when the news had all broken and, you know, media was covering the whole thing.
This is when they were having their family meeting.
Yeah.
In the palace. Yep.
Yeah. There was a bit of footage of Sir Michael Atiyah, who walked up to Philip and said, Philip, I'm so sorry. So sorry to hear you're standing down. I'm so sorry to hear you're standing down. To which instantly, Prince Philip, who I will add is 95 years old, instantly replied, well, I can't stand up much longer. I mean, how's that for a gag? Just on the spot, bit of gear from Prince Phil, boom, there's a punchline for you.
So you reckon that was just beating between...
Oh, mate, it was I've seen the footage of it.
Is it that quick?
It is instant. Just bang, little gag
wow.
for you. See you later, Sir
wow.
Michael Atiyah. Just dropped a gag to drop your pants. Now, I really like old people doing funny shit. And on 13 1060,
yep.
13 1060,
yes.
I would really love to hear other stories
yep.
about old people doing funny shit.
So can that be just a gag, or is this anything that they've done?
I'll take gag.
All right.
So that's obviously in the category of intentionally
yep.
being funny.
Yep.
What I will also allow here is when an old person is unintentionally funny.
Beautiful.
Often old people are a little bit, what's the word? Racist or
yep.
inappropriate.
Yeah.
And it is one of my favorite things when an old person says something horrifically racist at a dinner table and the whole table erupts in laughter and they've got no idea what they've done. So 13 1060,
yeah.
give us a call, unintentional or intentional, old people doing funny shit.
Love to hear from you. Give us a call, 13 1060.
Prince Philip
yep.
Has stepped down
yeah,
from royal duties.
That's right.
But on his way out, he's done an outstanding joke.
I think we need to set the scene here a little bit. I mean, you're at the family lunch
yep.
With the royals, all mm-hmm. of them. Mm-hmm. You can imagine the trumpets pealing in the background.
Absolutely. Oh, hello. Hello!
Welcome, everybody! Found an announcement!
That's sort of...
What did he say, formally? I finally decided to hang off the boots.
Who knows how what the big fella does it? I don't know. I'm sure there's like an official way of doing it, like a reverse knighting or something. Get a sword and tap him on the bum. On your way! Bend over. On your way. No. But on the way out, Sir Michael Atiyah walked up to him and said, "Sir, sorry to hear standing down, Mr. Duke."
Yeah.
And the Duke replied in what is being seen as one of the best jokes
Oh, they've already framed it. They've already framed it. It's already on the walls.
He quips back with a smirk on his face. Well, I can't stand up much longer. I mean, that is outstanding. And he's 95 years old. So we got Lisa here from Mill Park. Hey, Lisa, how you going?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Got a story about an old person doing something funny?
Yeah, I'm trying not to giggle as I talk. I've got my daughter next to me and she has a pet turtle.
Yeah.
And my mum often says, "Hi, Tiny. Are you hungry? Are you okay?"
To the turtle.
My daughter turns around and says, "Is the turtle going to answer it? Like, seriously?"
Your mum expects the turtle to respond. Is that what you're saying, Lisa?
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
So she's not joking.
Yeah. No, she's not joking.
So she'll literally say to the turtle, "Are you okay? Do you want something to eat?
All that sort of stuff."
Wow.
And then how long will she continue to persist with trying to have a conversation with a turtle?
3 minutes.
She hang on a minute. Your mother will sit there for 3 minutes and have a one-way conversation with your daughter's turtle.
With the turtle.
That's great.
Wow.
My daughter's in here giggling.
I bet she is. Thanks for the call, Lisa.
No worries.
Thanks, Lisa.
Got Jess here from Croydon. Hey, Jess, how you going?
Hey, guys.
Jess.
So this is about my grandfather. And look, he's filled with embarrassing stories, but I know one that really stands out for me.
Mm-hmm.
So Father's Day last year, we're all there trying to celebrate a lovely day at St. Andrew's Pub, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And
beautiful.
There was a row of Harleys out the front. And before walking into the pub, we were having a bit of a chat, waiting for the other cousins to come along.
Yeah.
And my grandfather leans against the first Harley just to, you know, get a bit of support. And the whole row of 10 Harleys goes
there. Too good.
Yeah, pretty bad. Yeah.
Wow. So were all the bikies and stuff there? Like, did they come out?
Well, no one came out. Oh, literally, you should have seen the family. We were just running. Everyone got a Harley each. And we're all trying to get them back up. I found out what had happened. But, oh, goodness, we said to Grandfather, do not lean on anything from now on.
That's Danny. Thanks for the call, Jess. You know the beauty of this here? Old people get away with everything.
Oh, 100%.
I've always said that if I was a criminal mastermind, I would just recruit old people who are now unemployed and just get them to rob banks and stuff.
Yeah, no, that's actually not a bad idea, would you?
You never think an old person...
Because then if you pull them up, they just go, oh, what?
Sorry, Alzheimer's, early onset of Alzheimer's. Had no idea I was robbing a bank. Where'd I get this gun from? I thought this balaclava was a hat.
It's Weekend Breakfast with Will and Woody.
Here for the Mornington Railway Preservation Society.
Steaming into your past.
101.9 The Fox.
Last night, Malcolm Turnbull and Donald Trump finally got to catch up face to face. Now, when was the last time we heard about these
phone
two interacting?
Call. That's phone right. Call. And the news that came out from the Washington Post was that Trumpy yelled at our man Malcolm and then hung up the phone.
Yep.
And then that was sort of like quashed by both camps. No, it was a good conversation. It was a good conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Now, they've met face to face last night on that. There was a boat they were both on over in the States. They've sat down with each other and they've basically said, the line is that Trump said that the phone call got a bit testy.
Okay, sure. Okay, so he's admitted that.
He said it got a bit testy, but it got blown up and they are now like family.
Wow.
It's happened quickly, hasn't it?
Very fast turnaround from now, a hang up to like family.
So what I want to know now on 131060 is... exactly what I think this is in their relationship. A classic move in many of the other relationships that exist in our lives. 131060, have you got an incident in your relationship that is not spoken of anymore?
Oh, right. Yes.
So, this can often range from something that was particularly disgusting that happened.
Yeah.
You both witnessed it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've just decided just to not mention it anymore.
Yep.
It might be maybe one of you cheated on the other one and you've just gone, yep, we know that happened.
If we've got to move past that, then we can never bring it up again.
Exactly. Maybe it's just something particularly embarrassing that happened.
Well, Courtney and I, I've started it now, so I've got to keep going.
Yeah, I think so.
We never tell people how we met.
Yes,
we lie. Whenever we're talking to anyone and we get the question of how did you meet, that is a blatant lie every single time because we refuse to mention how we actually met. Yeah. And I will continue to refuse how we actually met.
Given that she was...
No. I just said we will continue to never mention
how we met. The fact that you were emceeing a fashion show that she was in.
We've done it now. Miss Universe competition, you and I were the MCs, and you tell that story and I sound like a huge creep. And to be honest, I was a huge creep.
Particularly given that she was like 8 years younger than you.
Well, no, it wasn't eight. 7.5. And I would like to put that on record. That it was not eight.
I think you said to me at the time, this is like shooting fish in a barrel.
I didn't say that. I said it was like taking candy off a baby. I didn't say that either. It's a joke.
Now, as I said, 13-10-60 is the number. Maybe it was the moment you met. Maybe you've just decided that you can't speak of that anymore. But this could be a moment in your relationship that was just particularly embarrassing.
Yeah.
And right now, I actually want to use our show as an opportunity for you to vent about this.
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe you're actually thinking, gee whiz, there was that time that I dropped a particularly rank fart in front of my boyfriend.
Yep.
We both smelt it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you've just decided never to talk about it anymore.
And now it's a big gassy elephant in the relationship,
absolutely.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
We've got Tara here from Sunbury. Hey, Tara, how are you going?
Hey, guys, how are you going?
Good, Tara. Thank you. Is there something in your relationship that you never bring up?
Yeah, so my husband and I, we've got a 16-month-old.
Yeah.
And we just don't talk about the lead up to him being born. So when he was born, it was lovely. It was great. Happy to talk about that. Lovely photos and memories.
Yeah.
But the whole lead up, you just can't talk about that. You can't go there again or just...
What do you mean? You mean the pregnancy,
No, the pregnancy,
Tara?
Is fine. It's the labouring. It's the whole labour process. The whole thing.
What do you
thing.
Mean? Like, was there things that you said or things that he saw... That you can't speak of again.
There's things you say, there's things you see, there's things that my husband had to do. You just can't go there again.
Really?
I have heard. I've never been in the delivery room, Tara, but I have heard that when the thing comes out of you,
the baby is born.
Yeah.
When the baby pops out of you.
Yeah.
Apparently that is pretty horrific. Is that sort of what you're talking about as well? Like you just never mention.
Well, we had a C-section, so even that is even horrific. But the whole lead up to that process, so there's waters breaking and there's all kinds of stuff going on, and you just
several
you
kinds of stuff.
There is, and you just go and sit down and have a wine together and reminisce about that. You just put it behind.
So is there a particular insult that you dish to your husband during that time that you're wary of, Tara?
I was just awful. I'm surprised we even stayed together after that whole process.
He
did leave, however, to go and get a sundae at one point. So I'm not really sure how I feel about that still today. That's probably another topic that should probably be addressed.
Won't be spoken of.
Hang on, Tara, what stage did he go? What stage were you in? Were you in hospital and he goes, I've got to duck out and get a sundae?
I was in hospital. We'd been there for a long time. I hadn't even had the epidural yet and he left me with my mum because he had to go and get a sundae. The best part is he brought the sundae back into the room and ate it.
No, he didn't.
I love it. I love your husband.
Sundae midway through.
Tara, can I ask you something? How would you feel? I mean, we're not back on air, unfortunately, until next weekend.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But how would you feel if we gave your husband a call and you brought up the Sunday incident?
I would love that because I don't think I've ever told him how that made me feel.
This is great.
I would love to do that.
We'll put you back in touch with the... What's that, sorry?
He probably doesn't even realise that it was a big deal, but beautiful. You ate a chocolate sundae in front of me.
I would love to do that.
You need to bring it up. We'll put you back with the producers, Tara. You can give them your husband's number and we'll make that happen.
Thanks, Tara. Hey, we're talking about 13-10-60. Please give us a call right now. Is there an incident that occurred in your relationship that is simply not spoken of anymore? Sam from Geelong.
How you going?
Sam. Got an incident in your relationship that you don't talk about anymore?
Yeah, basically, I'm not allowed to bring it up, but okay. Yeah, when we had, I had my bucks and I had to have mine really early because the wife now was scared that I was going to get a black eye or something.
Yeah, sure.
Close to the wedding and,
from the bucks. Is that the sort of thing that would occur to you, Sam, at a party?
Yeah, mine went all smoothly and she had hers a week out and fell out of the cab and got a black eye.
You can't bring this up, Sam, because if you do, it's too much of a perfect I told you so sort of moment.
Yeah, no, I get daggers if I even sort of
really
not real good at doesn't end well if I even talk about it really. So
okay, now Sam, I don't know if you heard the offer that we gave Tara about 10 seconds ago, but I mean, I realise that you'd be taking a bullet for the boys and the people who listen to our show in Melbourne.
Yes.
But we think it would be very funny
if
you did call your wife and maybe you say something like, hey, honey, this weekend I want to go away with the boys or something. And then if she tries to fight back, you go, hey, remember the time you fell out of the cab and got a black eye?
No, I use that all the time anyway. Like,
oh, do
Yeah,
could we listen to it, though, Sam?
Something like, you can't go do this. I'll be like, I'm not going to get a black eye a week out from the wedding. So then I get daggers, but, it's not... Yeah, I'm not really allowed to bring it up at all, so...
Yeah, okay.
All right. If we can make this work, I'd love to hear the reaction.
Oh, Sam, would you do us that favour, mate?
I don't know. It's probably the only reason I'm doing it now is because she's out of the country.
It's time to hear from some of the nation's most inspirational sports stars. This is Will and Woody's Saturday Morning Sporting Legends.
It's all about you guys now.
Mm.
All about you. And all about your kids, more importantly. We recognise that every Saturday morning they get out their woods, they put their heart, they put their soul on the line for a team, and it doesn't go any further than that.
No, do you know, as a kid, I used to hate it when I'd do something bloody unbelievable on the sporting field, which, mind you, happened all the time.
Mm.
Once it happened, there's no replay screen.
No.
Do you know what I mean? I didn't have a radio station on a Saturday morning saying, give us a call and tell us your story on air so we can celebrate it with you.
And yet right now, on 131060, if you are that kid, doesn't matter what sport you played, you can tell us exactly what that moment was on the sporting fields of Melbourne this morning. We've got James here. How are you, James?
Good.
How old are you, James?
6 years old.
Six. Good job.
Beautiful. Now. Beautiful.
What sport were you playing this morning, James?
Basketball.
Okay. Basketball. And you were playing for the Chipmunks?
Yes.
Okay. Now, James, what did you do this morning, mate, that was made you a Saturday morning sporting legend?
I scored my first point and it was I scored my first goal and it was the under-10s and I'm only 6 years old.
And beautiful!
Still going there?
It was a winning point.
The winning point!
James!
How about it?
Outstanding, James.
Great stuff, James. So the Chipmunks won this morning?
Yes.
And what are you doing?
No, it was only 1 point.
Yeah.
So you didn't score the winning one. It was just the last point.
Yeah.
Just run that. That gives him thinking time. You there, James?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. So you didn't win the game, but you just scored the last point of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So still good. Good on you, James. Great stuff. 4 years younger than all those kids. That's unreal. We got Lachlan here from Dubton. Hey, Lachlan, how are you?
Good.
How old are you, Lachlan?
11.
11. And what sport were you playing this morning?
AFL.
Great.
Beautiful. Okay, what happened, Lachlan?
I was running into the boundary I kicked the goal.
Oh, from the boundary. You kicked the goal from the boundary, Lachie?
Yep.
Mate, beautiful.
Lachlan.
Congratulations, mate.
Outstanding.
Who are you playing for, mate?
Endeavour Hills.
Endeavour Hills Footy Club, golf on the boundary, bit of Eddie Betts magic from Lachlan. Great stuff, mate. Thanks for the call. We've got Tyler here from Werribee. Hey, Tyler.
Hi.
Hi, Tyler. Who, you were playing rugby this morning.
Yep.
What's your team called, mate?
The Rhinos.
The Rhinos. Nice. Tyler, the Werribee Rhinos. Now, mate, what happened this morning on the sporting field?
So we were losing at the half and and we got a penalty. So the coach gave the ball to me and there was no time left. And I scored the last try, and it tied the game.
Oh! Wow!
Wow, Tyler! Did that did it go to extra time, Tyler?
No,
I just finished with a tie.
Just a tie.
The ref probably had another game to look after.
Great stuff.
Tyler, did you do a celebration, mate?
No.
Nah, just a modest
class. That's all class, Tyler. You don't need to celebrate that. It's a long season.
Thanks for the call, Tyler. Well done to the Werribee Rhinos as well on the tie. We'll finish you up here with Kiara from Carrum Downs. Hey, Kiara.
Hi.
Kiara, you were playing for the Fairway Netball Club?
Yes.
Okay, what happened, mate?
I was playing and I shooted 4 goals in a row.
Oh!
Kiara! Wow! That's a real hot streak there.
Gee whiz! 4 in a row, Kiara.
Did you win the game, Kiara?
Yes.
Great work, mate. And unlike Tyler, did you have a bit of a celebration at the end for everyone? For all the girls? Did you celebrate there, Kiara?
Yeah.
You did?
We bring out some lollies.
Yeah. Oh, well, you deserved them.
Oh, what a way to celebrate.
Right. So that was during the game. You brought out the lollies. There you are in the forward line, knocking back lollies.
Lolly shower.
A real...
Thanks for the call,
in
Kiara.
In your face to the opposition there. Just going to tuck into some lollies. Do your best. I'm just going to...
Couple of Allen snakes. In your face, goalkeeper.
outstanding.
Great stuff. Thank you so much to all the kids that always call during Saturday morning Sporting Legends. It is our pleasure to hear those stories. We'll be back at the same time next week. If you missed anything from the show, please go along to iTunes. You can check out the podcast there. Just search Will and Woody. And if you'd like to sponsor the show next week, I mean, a big, huge thank you to our show sponsor this morning, which is the Mornington Railway Preservation Society.
Steaming into your past.
Now, as we explained at the start of the show, every morning, Woods, we can't accept any money because that is highly illegal to do that. So we can only accept goods or services. And thank you for the family pass that we'd received there from the Mornington Railway Preservation Society, which we can take from Muralduck to Mornington, and that's where we'll be this afternoon.
Yeah, bloody excited about it. Apparently, it's a great combination of a history lesson and also a fun ride on a train. so, you know, our days are sorted. Don't know what you guys are doing, but we're going to have a belter.
You can catch us on any of the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is, Will and Woody. We post very rarely.
Well, that's suspense. You want to be following us for when we post because it's going to be some...
It'll be a big moment. Thanks for joining us, guys. Have a ripper of a weekend, Melbourne. We'll see you next week. Bye.